group itself has been around since 2005, which is when it started. But most recently, our numbers have increased greatly. And we have been trying to support our parents as much as we can. But, you know, COVID has scuppered that recently this past year. However, myself and another lady, Vicky Davis, have done some training with the National Autistic Society so that we can offer some parental autism education courses, the Early Bird Plus course.
And what does that involve?
Well, it involves parents and hopefully a professional that is involved with their child coming for 8 group sessions over a 3-month period. We would like to start with 6 families. And the course itself, it's for parents with children between the ages of 4 and 9 who are diagnosed with autism or who are on the autism diagnostic pathway. And our first session, you know, we help parents to understand autism and understand how it affects their child. And as we go through the sessions, there's understanding and supporting sensory differences, because a lot of neurodiverse children have a lot of different sensory needs than your neurotypical child. We help to understand communication, because communication is often difficult for children on the autism spectrum. We help them to develop interactions. We give them day-to-day strategies of how to understand and help their children. And with having a professional involved with your child coming on the course, I hope that there would be consistency between home and school, or home and whichever professional that you've brought with you, so that there's a, you know, a consistency of understanding and support.
And there's much more understanding nowadays than there was when I was at school. I was in school from the 70s through to the late 1980s. Mm-hmm. And autism just wasn't brought up at schools at all.
No. Well, if you had, in those days, if you had a diagnosis of autism, you went to a special school, or you went to a hospital school, or you were institutionalized. So, yes, things have improved, but they need to continue to improve.
And if a child wasn't at that time, I'm talking late 1970s, I'm talking infant school, mm-hmm. and I can remember 2 or 3 children at school being disruptive. And looking back on it now, I'm thinking they could have actually been autistic and not been diagnosed. So we have moved on leaps and bounds, haven't we?
We have, but there's still a lot of work to do, because there's still a lot of misconceptions about autism, and parents, there's not a whole lot of support for parents, especially after you get a diagnosis. You go through the assessment, you go through the diagnostic pathway, and you think, now I have my diagnosis, I'm going to get all the help that is out there. And unfortunately, that isn't really what happens in reality, which is why Spectrum have have brought up the Early Bird Plus course. I did the course actually years ago. I have 3 children on the autism spectrum. They're now young adults. But when my middle son was 4, I did one of the first courses it was in 2005. And I tell you, it was amazing. First of all, I met other parents who knew exactly what I was going through. I'm still in touch with some of them now. And I got understanding and support and ideas. It helped me to become curious about my child and how my child thought and how my child ticked, if you know what I mean. Because there is so much out there that you can read about autism, but it's not necessarily helpful or good. So having this course was a lifesaver for myself.
Yeah, and it's understanding, because there's so many different levels of autism, isn't there? It's not just one cure fits all, is it?
No. Well, if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. Everyone is unique and different. I think that's why the medical establishment have now just used the term autism spectrum disorder or condition when they diagnose. There used to be, high functioning autism. There used to be Asperger's. But now it's just the umbrella term autism spectrum condition because it is so varied and everybody is so very different.
And it can be anything from a child being obsessed with, say, music or something and being very clever but not being able to articulate it, to somebody that is much higher up the spectrum. It's so wide, isn't it? That's the thing, isn't it?
It is wide. But there are three things that to receive a diagnosis of autism, it's all to do with communication, social communication, social imagination, and actual language development and how you use language and understand language. So there are four main components of autism, but people have these components to varying degrees.
Yeah. What other services does Spectrum offer?
Right, well, in normal times, when it's not COVID, we offer monthly support group meetings, one in the morning and one in the evening, with speakers, professionals like occupational therapists, educational psychologists, that sort of thing, somebody who can come and share. We have a lending library. We also have a weekly cuppa and chat at a local coffee house. We have monthly pamper sessions for parents and carers, massage, reflexology. And over the summer holidays, we would have, and Easter breaks and that, we would have inclusive activities for the whole family. Private cooking lessons, messy play, that sort of thing. We also offer a monthly private family swim at the leisure centre in Harbour. We have carers' social evenings, annual family fun day. We have a Facebook group online for online support, which is up and running and is doing well. And we also try and get a monthly soft play session somewhere local. And now we're offering the Early Bird Autism Programme.
And if people want to find out more about it, how can they do that?
Well, they can look for our group. We don't have a website yet. You can look for our group on Facebook. It's just Spectrum Autism Group. Or you can email us at spectrumautismgroup@yahoo.com.
Yep.
And someone will get back to you.